Milana Pajaro-Vandestad, who plays viola, welcome home.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
The quartet also includes violinist Joel Link and Brian Lee and Camden Shaw on cello.
Thanks.
Hey, Camden.
Hi.
So Camden and Milana will be doing most of the talking here this morning. Tell me a little bit about what brings you here to Jacksonville today.
Well, we're actually performing a concert tonight as a part of this great festival that I went to as a kid called Prelude Chamber Music. And the concert's at 7 at the Riverside Park United Methodist Church.
So you went as a kid. This is something that an educational experience for young musicians?
Yeah, the kids get to have lessons, group lessons, play chamber music together. And one of the very first years when the festival started, I went.
So I guess that you're a success story from this program. What do you think you took away from that experience?
Well, I definitely took away a huge love for chamber music. I mean, if you look at me now, my whole job is to play in a chamber music group. So it really inspired me. The whole social aspect of chamber music became really, really fun to me at that camp.
So. All right. Camden, tell me a little bit about what it's been like for you guys. Just reading your bio, it seems like it was kind of all of a sudden this huge success for you. And so have things changed quite a bit for you in the past few months?
They have. Well, Brian bought his first Bugatti, which was a big change for him. No, I'm definitely kidding. Oh, two Bugattis. No, I mean, it definitely did change things a lot. We were very lucky to have signed with a very good manager a couple years ago. And so we already were sort of working our way up slowly in the business and performing more and more, and it was wonderful. But the competition really did sort of capitalize on that aspect, and it was a catalyst, I guess, for our development in a lot of ways. So it just all of a sudden there was a spike in the concertizing, and so we went from doing maybe like 50 or 60 concerts a year to about like 110 this season. So it was definitely a big leap in the number and variety of concerts. So it's been a big change, but a really fun one. It's kind of what you hope is going to happen when you're starting out. So
how would you describe the feel of this group? What makes you different from other quartets?
Well, we're all very short, which is, it's nice to have that consistency because on stage, you know, when we play with other artists, sometimes they can really dwarf us when we stand up to bow. So it's nice that we're all in the same camp.
And when I wear my heels on stage, then we're all pretty much the same height.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, so that's the secret. I had no idea.
Right. Short nerves.
Milana, really though, in your sound, is there something unique about the way that you play?
Well, I mean, I guess with every group there is, we've noticed, even listening to other established quartets who've been together for decades, that it's not that they start to play similarly to one another because everyone has their own voice, but because of the whole chemistry and nature of the group, every group sounds distinctly different, and I think we do. I don't know if I could really put my finger on a specific quality of sound that stands apart, but
it's just that chemistry.
Like every person has a different speaking voice, every group has, and because we've been together for 6 years now, we've been able to develop a much more recognizable voice as a group now.
Well, congratulations on all of your success. We want to let people know once again the concert tonight is free and open to the public. The performance is at 7, but the doors open at 6:30, and it's at the Riverside Park United Methodist Church, which is in the Riverside Five Points area. So after you hear them, I'm sure you're going to want to come out and hear them play their entire program this evening. So again, Riverside Park United Methodist Church tonight, doors open at 6:30. We're going to let them play out the rest of the show. Can you tell me what we're going to hear?
Yeah, actually, this is the second movement from a Czech composer, Leos Janáček. It's his first string quartet. And this movement is about a sleazy violinist who comes to town, and the protagonist's wife starts to play duets with him.
Okay.
And he gets very jealous.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing that. Before we start, I'm just going to say thank you for listening today. I'm Karen Fagans, in for Melissa Ross. Join us tomorrow at 9 with guest host Charlene Shirk, and you're listening to 89.9 WJCT FM Jacksonville, community-supported public radio. Take it away. Thank you. Mm-hmm.